What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Got another good one for you today as we are going to talk about ownership in the NBA and specifically the Warriors owners and why they are some of the best owners in the game, in my opinion, and why having good owners is such a competitive advantage over teams that don't. Also, the all-defensive teams were announced today, and two Warriors ended up on the all-defensive second team. Going to get to those as well. All that's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton, and if you're looking for Locked On Warriors or any of the great Locked On Podcast Network shows, you can get us on the brand new podcasting app, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play Locked On Warriors. And today's show is brought to you in part by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friend's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com, be there, do that, get rewarded. I use Hotels.com strictly for my trips. I mentioned it before. I got a great room last second in Calistoga for a weekend a couple weeks ago using Hotels.com. So make sure you give them a visit for all your vacation needs. Going to start today's show talking about Kevin Durant and where he's going to play next year and what we all think about his tweeting habits and what the Dubs recent success without him means and if they're better without him and if he's upset about their success or is he happy about it, and just talk about his own mental state that we obviously know nothing about and none of the reporters know anything about but spend all their time talking about it. As you can tell, I'm being facetious. Nothing has been more annoying throughout the entire Kevin Durant run, especially these playoffs, is the way it's covered. They have spent probably 5% of the time talking about the Warriors looking great and playing well, and the other 90% of the time covering the Warriors talking about what does this mean for Kevin Durant. I'm sick of it. I think it's pathetic. I can't believe that they're ignoring what's actually happening on the court. Instead, we've got a bunch of amateur psychotherapists trying to analyze what is in Kevin Durant's head right now, and I'm so tired of it. Obviously, I hope he resigns with the Warriors, but regardless of what happens, whatever the outcome is to his free agency, I just hope that that kind of coverage ends, because it's pathetic. It's such a bad look for the NBA, I think, and for the people covering it. Like, I can't believe they spend this much time talking about Kevin Durant's mindset and how bad his legacy would be hurt or how does he feel about this or that. It's so stupid. So there was my minor rant on that. Obviously, I don't care about any of it. I think he's fine. I don't think he is upset about the fact that the Warriors are winning and giving him a chance to actually come back and play in the NBA Finals. Weird. And one of a number of reasons why I believe he will be playing in the NBA Finals is because Joe Lacob was interviewed recently and was talking about the team, the way the team has played, and also mentioned that, you know, we're going to get KD back for the finals, and it's going to be great. And there was also an article, Tim Kawakami did a piece on Joe Lacob. He asked him about, you know, what's going to happen this offseason with Klay and KD, and Lacob was pretty diplomatic about it. Just, you know, they are going to do what they want to do. They deserve, they've earned the right to make their own choices, but when it comes down to money, no one, that's not going to be a problem. They're going to get whatever money they want as much as we are allowed to pay them, regardless of luxury tax or any of that other BS. And it motivated me to, you know, talk about ownership a little bit, because it is such a competitive advantage in the NBA. I think Danny LaRue tweets it out all the time, that it's the biggest competitive advantage in the NBA, having good owners. And that's exactly what the Warriors have. Now, I think we all remember Joe Lacob getting booed off the court when he decided to speak last during Chris Mullin's retirement night and it was right after he traded Monte Ellis for an injured Andrew Bogut. And there were a lot of factors. Like I said, an injured Andrew Bogut didn't play the entire year when they traded Monte Ellis. Monte Ellis was overrated. He was fun, and he was ours as far as Golden State was concerned, but it just wasn't working with him and Steph. And they move Monte Ellis, and like I said, he was ours. He was part of We Believe. He was, you know, he was our guy. He was our warrior. But they obviously made the right move, and not just in hindsight, even at the time, the move made sense. But there were also reasons to not enjoy it, because Bogut didn't play that entire year. And then also, Lacob decided to speak last during Chris Mullin's jersey retirement, which wasn't a great look. And now, I think Goober, their group, are the best owners in the NBA for a number of reasons. They are competitive. They didn't buy the Warriors to be part of the club, to be part of the NBA ownership club, to say, yeah, we own a team, and we make some money off them. It's cool. No, they bought a team to try and win championships. They are a couple of competitors. They don't like to lose. And it's not just in business, et cetera, but on the court, they are dedicated to winning. And that's a huge thing. And you might think, oh, well, it's such a simple thing. I'm sure all owners have. They don't. A lot of owners buy teams and are just happy to have the team. Look at Fertitta down in Houston, who went on that stupid rant after they lost to the Warriors, talking about, you know, I'm a fighter, and once they get my mentality, you know, rubs off on the team a little more, we'll be fine. We'll win championships. How about you pay the luxury tax, tough guy? You know, the guy refused to pay the luxury tax. That's why they lost Trevor Ariza. That's why they made the moves they made during the regular season. Why they got rid of Tyler Ennis or James Ennis, one of the Ennis brothers, whichever one it was. Not that that would have been the difference, but as far as the fact that you refuse to pay luxury tax, you're not of the same competitive mindset that we have in Golden State with Joe Lacob and Peter Guber. The fact is they're willing to pay whatever it takes to win. If it takes the max to keep Clay around, that's what they're going to do. KD, do you want your super max? Here's the money. And they're going to gladly pay this repeater tax that will be some crazy number if everyone sticks around. It'll still be high even if KD leaves or whoever leaves. But they're willing to fork over the money and do whatever necessary to keep this team together. And you don't have that with a lot of owners. Look at Jeannie Buss. I remember I did a segment on radio a couple weeks ago where we were trying to decide whose fault it was in Los Angeles for the mess they're in. And I initially went with Pelinka and Magic, because even though Jeannie is the one who picked them, Pelinka and Magic are the ones who made the moves to sign JaVale and the meme team, whatever you want to call it, and not, you know, surround LeBron with talent and fumble the whole Anthony Davis situation. But if you look at it, I have to go back and I have to agree with my co-host who said it was Jeannie Buss, because it trickles downhill, man. A bad decision by the owner goes into bad decisions by the GM, and then you're stuck with no shooting left around LeBron James. A mediocre team around LeBron James. You're stuck with leaking trade requests and trade demands for Anthony Davis that make you look terrible. You're stuck with Magic Johnson resigning, and you're stuck with Magic Johnson going on First Take making a fool of himself. So, ownership is as important as what happens. Okay, maybe not as important as what happens on the court, but having owners that are willing to spend money and willing to get out of the way also. Lacob is definitely involved in everything that goes on, but he also knows that he hired guys like Bob Myers to handle these situations, guys like Steve Kerr, to defer to them. He'll give them his opinion, but when it comes down to it, he allows and empowers Myers and Kerr to make decisions on their own. And I just think that it is such a bonus for a team like the Warriors to have owners like Joe Lacob and Peter Guber, especially when it comes to the fact that, let's say they win this third championship, opening the Chase Center, all that great stuff. But Clay, KD coming up, Draymond as well, all three of them, new contracts coming up. They could let them all walk because they're cutting into the revenue of this venture, the Golden State Warriors. And they would still have Steph. But instead, they want to keep everyone together as long as possible, win as many championships as long as possible. And it's because they're competitors. And I think that's an incredibly important aspect of ownership, is having ownership that is willing to compete, wants to compete, to the point that they want to compete as bad as the guys on the court. Going to take one quick break, but remember to get this show every day. Subscribe to Locked On Warriors on the new Himalaya podcast app. In an ever-expanding podcast world, you need Himalaya with their personally curated playlists and new features every single day. Download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to Locked On Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. And just a reminder, today's show is brought to you by Untuck It. Dads come in all kinds of shapes and sizes. So do their shirts, like tall, short, slim, relaxed. Ever wonder why your father's button-ups look so long and baggy at the end of the day? It can be hard for guys to pull off a casual, untucked look that isn't sloppy. That's where Untuck It comes in. Untuck It is the solution that fits just right. Their shirts are specifically designed to look great untucked and feel comfortable at work or on the weekend. No tucking or tailoring required. Go to untuckit.com, promo code NBA to get 20% off. I swear by Untuck It, you guys. Go to Untuck It and check out what they got, because I do not like tucking my shirt in. And it's always a different look when you have a dress shirt untucked, but they literally make these shirts to look good untucked. You know what else looks good? Being on the all-defensive team for the first time in your career. That is Klay freaking Thompson, made NBA all-defense second team for the first time in his career. Long overdue. It is a shock that this is honestly the first time he's ever made it. I thought he had made, I mean, I know he hadn't. But the way he's played throughout his entire career, he should have been on at least one. Should have been on a number of them, honestly. And hopefully this is the start of a run for him where he makes a couple more, because he is one of the top defenders in the game, especially defending guards. The fact that he can guard one through four, certain fives even, is find me another two guard that can do that and does it with the consistency that he does. You can't. And on top of that, the fact that he takes on the best point guard, wing player, whoever, every single night, it can't be overlooked. So congrats to Klay Thompson. Long overdue, well deserved. It's one of the things I don't like. Well, regular season awards are tough because, sure, they should be acknowledged, but for a team like the Warriors that knows that they ramp it up in the postseason, that's when they go, it's tough to get going for 82 games. But basically what I'm trying to say is Klay also deserves incredible amount of credit for the defense he's played throughout the first three rounds of the playoffs and in the finals, because he's going to ball out there too, as he usually does. This is Draymond's fifth time being selected to an all-defensive team. He has been first team three times, second team twice, I believe. Also, kind of funny, Steph, KD, Jordan Bell, and Andre Iguodala also received votes. I believe they were some second-team votes, which is interesting, but it's also kind of illustrative of why I'm not the biggest, you know, awards guy. Depending on who votes for it and stuff like that, you know, I don't know who voted for Steph and Jordan Bell. No offense to either of them and their defensive abilities. I think Steph is underrated defensively. I don't know if he's all defensive type of player. Jordan Bell, he's solid defensively and can get better, but he didn't play enough to get a vote. So, I don't know. Another funny thing about this is the first team all defense was Rudy Gobert, Paul George, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Marcus Smart, and Eric Bledsoe. Second team, Drew Holiday, Klay Thompson, Joel Embiid, Draymond Green, Kawhi Leonard. I kind of like the second team more. Kind of would pick the second team like as the first team, but I don't know. That's just me. Who knows? But congrats to Klay on his first all defensive selection and Draymond on his fifth. That's some big stuff. And just to clarify, people out there that think that this qualifies Klay for the Supermax, it doesn't. It's all NBA, not all defensive team. It's all NBA that would qualify him for the Supermax, which is also another regular season thing. So I don't believe he will end up getting it, which will save the Warriors a little bit of money, but they're still going to end up paying him, you know, whatever it is, 4 years, 190, or 5 years, 190. He's going to get his max regardless of whether it's Supermax or not. So just wanted to clarify, though, the all-defensive team does not qualify him for it. Something funny that has been happening over the last couple weeks, well, it started with Daryl Morey, first off, the general manager of the Houston Rockets, who tweeted out his record against the Warriors in the playoffs over the last 3 years and said it's 5-8, which is convenient because he played the Warriors twice over the last 3 years. Well, he also put out everyone else's record against the Warriors over the last 3 years, and everyone's record was worse. I don't know what he's trying to prove. They're the best losers in the world, I guess. They're better better at losing. They're the best team that's lost to the Warriors. I don't understand it. But he said they're 5-8, and it was convenient because they only played them twice in the last 2 years. And it was, you know, the Warriors won 4-2 this year, and then in seven games last year, 4-3. And then in the third year, they didn't even play. But if you add the other 2 years up, it's something like 16-6, something like that, where the Warriors eliminated them 4 out of 5 years, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, basically he's trying to say, you know, we lost to the Warriors better than anyone else. And now Patrick Beverley comes out and says, we gave the Warriors the biggest challenge this year, which is also incorrect. But it's just funny, man, that the Warriors have teams out here competing over who lost to them better. It's kind of pathetic, honestly. I'm not a fan of it. I don't know what they're trying to say or prove. It's funny to me. Do they not realize how some of this stuff looks? And I mean, some of the Warriors can do it too. I'm not saying it's exclusive to these teams. Like, you know, Draymond or Steph or someone can say something dumb too. But man, these are bad looks for these guys, but that's nothing new for guys like Patrick Beverley and Daryl Morey. Another thing that came out recently was Dame Lillard, who, you know, I love Dame. Shout out Oakland. You know, like I said, he's fully reps Oakland just about as hard as anyone, maybe besides Marshawn Lynch. And he came out and said, you know, this series would have been different if we had Yusuf Nurkic. And I kind of hate when people do that stuff just because it's kind of pathetic. You lost. Just, you know, take your L and move on. But it also, so you're telling me you're the only one that gets the benefit of getting someone back. This is exactly what Damian Lillard said. I think going into the Western Conference Finals, in my mind, this was a shot for us to win it all. I really felt like we could have beat the Warriors and went on to win it all. I think if we have Nurk, it's a completely different situation, and that's not a crutch or an excuse. I just think with him out there, our season would have probably been extended a little bit longer. Sounds like a crutch and an excuse. And of course, Mary Babers Green, Draymond's mom, replied on Twitter, and if we had KD, DeMarcus, and Andre, ... That's what I'm saying. It's like when people complain about a foul call or a missed foul. So you're telling me that if they made that foul call, every single thing would have happened the exact same way that it did. So if you hadn't Yusuf Nurkic back, we don't have KD, Cousins, or Andre. You're the only one that gets the benefit in this situation. It's all stupid, too, because you lost. It is what it is. It's, you know, nothing you can do about it. But Damian Lillard kind of has a history of doing this, especially when it comes to the Warriors. Like, good for you for not backing down and wanting to take on the Warriors and this and that, but man, kind of a weak move. And to make the excuse and then say it's not a crutch or an excuse is also kind of weak. So anyways, I do still love Dame. I just think, man, sometimes that move's pretty weak. But whatever. Going to take one more quick break, come back, wrap this thing up for the day. But first, I want to tell you that today's show is brought to you by Grip 6, where their goal is to literally make the best belts ever made. Grip 6 is an easy, thoughtful gift for dads, brothers, husbands, uncles, grandpas, and even moms and wives. Check out the women's collection. You know, it's good for podcast hosts too. I'm going to keep saying it until someone sends me a Grip 6 belt. They're ultra lightweight with no holes, no flap, and it carries a low profile with the buckle laying flat against the waist, making the belt super comfortable. Grip 6 is the only belt with no holes, no flap, and no bulk. Grip 6 has a special offer for you at grip6.com/lock. That is grip6.com/LOCKE. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's going on? Last thing I want to get to tonight before we wrap this thing up is the Eastern Conference Finals. They play tonight in Game 5 in Milwaukee, and I'm torn. I mean, I said I thought this series was going to go 7. I still think it does. I hope it does because that benefits the Warriors a ton. Already the Warriors are going to have at least 5 more days rest than whoever they end up playing, and if it goes 7, it'll end up being a week more of rest than whoever they end up playing. And I think I prefer Toronto. I don't know why. I couldn't tell you why. I don't know. I don't think they're as dangerous to the Warriors as Milwaukee is. Milwaukee at least has some things that can make life tough for the Warriors with all their length. Brooke Lopez is shooting. You know, it would be tough for Boogie to get a ton of time in that series. You know, it'd be mostly Looney, Bell, Hampton's 5, which the Warriors can deal with it, but it tightens up their rotation a little bit. So I do think I'm pulling for Toronto, but I'm not sure. Hit me up on Twitter at CTH415. Do you agree, disagree? Do you think Milwaukee's a better matchup, etc.? Either way, I think I don't trust their role players either side. I know that Milwaukee has so many three-point shooters that they have the ability to go off in a game, but they've looked a little shaky in the last two games, so we'll see how they look at home tonight. Anyways, something to keep an eye on. I'm going to continue to do that. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Locked On Warriors. Thank you for listening, and remember, you can find us on the new Himalaya podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play Locked On Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.